Okay, so today is Daf Samach Aleph. It's just one Amud. We are on Samach Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. So the Gemara is going back to one of the statements of Rava. Rava, we have a bunch of statements of Rava, but this statement was, Rava said, Yachu Shnayim Basiri. So two came out at the same time to be the tenth. It's probably 9 and 10, or 10 and 11. They came out at the same time, and he called each of them, they called it 10 and 11. He called each of them 10. Made the mistake, right? So they have what Rava said is you have 10 and 11 mixed together. So now the Gemara's are bringing what happens with that mixture. What's going on? So Tanachad, one Brisa says, Yiru, both of them, we have a suffix over here, we don't know which is which, let them graze until they get a mum. And when they get a mum, you can eat them like a miser that has a mum. The Tanachad says, Yikarivu, means that they should be brought as a carbon. Now, how are they going to be brought as a carbon? They'll be brought as the din of chamer shebehem, which would be the shlamim, because you have to do smicha, and you have to give the chaz of a shok to the kohen. So they should be, and Tana Idach says, nothing to do with them, yamusu, lock them in the pen, and let them die, because there's nothing you can do with them. So, three-way machlokas in the brisa of what to do in this case. So, the Gemara says, lo kasha. There's no contradiction, because we're going to line them up with different shitos. Ha, the Tana Yiru, the Brisa that says that the Maaser and Shlamim are going to mix together, they just graze until they get a mum, and then they can eat them. That's Rabbanan he. That's the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Amri, Ein Mevi'in Kachim Lebeis Hapsol. We'll read the Rashi in a moment. It's on Amud Beis. And the next Brisa that says, Vaha, the Tani Yak Yikarevu, that they should be brought on the carbon, as a carbon, that's Rabbi Shimon he. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Amar may be in Kachim the Beis Hapsol. You may be bring Kachim to the Beis Hamikdash, even if by bringing this Kachim, you're going to cause it either to have less time to be eaten or less people to eat it. That's Mevin Kachim the Beis Hapsol. Because in the typical place, as Gemara is welcome, is we have a mixture of a carbon that can be eaten for 2 days and a carbon that can be eaten for 1 day, and you don't know what to do, so then you bring it, and you bring it so you can only be eaten for 1 day. So you're bringing the kachim lebeis hapsul by saying part, potentially this korban could be eaten for 2 days, and you're going to be burning it after 1 day. That kachim lebeis hapsul. Well, how does that work here? Because both the shlamim and a maaser are eaten for 2 days. Right. So, three Rashi. Let's do the Rashi on top. Right, the Ratat Sof Am Samach Aleph. Ein mevim kachim lebeis hapsul. She'ilu hayu krivim. Had you been bringing these two, this is the first shita, right? It's the first shita that says that they have to yirat shitzavu. He says, either how you crave him, if you would be bringing them as a carbon, tzrichim le'ochlam kechomer shebehem, you'd have to eat them like the more chomer. Shlamim b'chor, shlamim has more chomers. Why? The tzarech laharim mihem chazim v'shok v'liti en l'kohanim. The shlamim, you have to take the chaz and the shok, it's one of the matnas kohuna, and give it to the kohen. The maaser, you don't. The maaser is eaten by the people, by the person. Umitok shekohanim u'utimheim, and not so as many kohanim as there are Yisraelim, ein nechal el kohanim, and these chazon shok are only eaten by the kohanim, shema lo yu mutsuyin ochlin la'osan chazon shok, maybe you won't find enough people to eat the two chazon shok that are from this karban, v'yifsalu belina la'achash ne'yom v'layla echad, and you're going to passel these things belina after 2 days and one night. One of these had we known for sure which it was, could have been given to the Hamonam to be eaten, and more likely, or more than enough people to eat it. The Hamaiser doesn't have to be take off Chazav Shuk and give to the Kohanim. The whole thing can be eaten by everybody, and a lot of people who couldn't want to eat meat. You'll never have a problem with lina. Lina is going to be a problem if you give the chazav shok to the kohen, because you may not have enough kohanim. Initially, it's not a problem, but oftentimes, you know, not enough kohanim. But when they're less kohanim. That's why I say they're less kohanim than there's more of a chance. And then he quotes the machlokas, the maseches zvachim, perikol zvachim, shenisarvu, garminam pluksa der shimur rabban. And that's where we had the machlokas, the tznan, ashim shenisarvu bishlamim. There you have a korban ashim, which is 1 day. Gets mixed up with Korban Shlamim, which is 2 days. Rav Shimon Omer Shneim Yishchatu v'Tzafon. You have to shech them both in the Tzafon. V'yochal pecharim shebehem, and eat it like the Ashram is only 1 day. Amrulo, and they said to him, Eim avim kachar beis apsul. We can't do that because in bringing the kachar beis apsul, it's better for them to just get a mum or redeem them and then bring something else. So here, so the first Tana who says that Yiru holds that it's the Rabbanon, say energy in Kachav Esav Sul, because we're going to be causing the potential of the Chaz of Esav to become possible, it's not going to have enough eaters. As opposed to the second one who says bring them as a carbon, as the Chavash of Hem, as a Shlamim, that would be according to Rav Shimon, who says Mevi in Kachav Esav Sul. The Tosos over here is a whole long Tosos. Basically, he discusses what's going on with Smicha. He says a Shlamim needs Smicha, and the Vaiser does not require Smicha. And then you have a problem, right? He says, "Afagav the Shlamim to Smicha, or Meiser ain't tone Smicha, kidetnam b'menachos, kevon the Smicha lo ma'akve lo chashinon." Since Smicha is not ma'akev, we don't do Smicha. Even though you're supposed to do Shabbachom Abraham, which is a Shlamim, to do Smicha, the problem is that if you're not required to do Smicha, as Tosis points out later, then you're using the carbon. It's like Me'ilah, because you have to lean with all your might on the carbon. So the Tosos, this whole Tosos goes back and forth as to whether or not Smicha is Ma'akev or not. Some Gemara says it is Ma'akev, some Gemara says it's not Ma'akev. Tosos tries to figure out which is which. Okay. Now the third Shita over here in the Braisa was that they die. Remember, you counted 10, 2 came out, and you counted them both as 10, they die. So who's that? Ahadatani Yamusu, Rabbi Yehudihi. That's Shita Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Ta'us Maiser Tumura Havyeh. The Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Tumuras Maiser Nesa. What you have here is Tumuras of a Maiser. He says that whichever one, so number 10 is number 10, and the 11 is basically, that you call 10, is essentially you made it Tumura. We'll get to that myself soon. It's essentially you make it Tumura. So it becomes a Tumura, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Truma of a carbon Maiser has to be killed. And since I don't know which one is which, not killed, left to die. Since I don't know which one is which, they both get left to die. Because he says the Tumuras Maiser, the exchange of the Maiser, is left to die. Rashi says, Tumuras Tumurihi, Utumuras Maiser ain't a Kareva Elamaser. So the Gemara says, wait a second, is that true? The Kasava Rabbi Yehuda, Tumuras Maiser Mesa? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that the Tumura, the exchange of a carbon Maiser, has to be left to die? That's the basis of the Shita here. Because no, look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, right, if you look at our Mishnah, the Mishnah's case was, you called the ninth one 10, you called the 10th one 9, and you called the 11th one 10. Okay? So you messed it up. 9 is 10, 10 is 9, 11 is 10. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the 11th is like a Shlamim, and you can't, and that's what he says in the Mishnah, and you can't make it Tumura, because it itself is Tumura, and the Tumura can't make the Tumura. So Amr Mishum Rabbi Meir says to him, Ilu Haya Tumura, Lo Haya Karev. He says, had the 11th one really been considered Tumura, it wouldn't be Huk Ravan the Mizbeach, as a Shlamim. Mashma, Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Karev. Rabbi Meir is addressing Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir is saying, listen, if this was really Tumura, then you wouldn't bring it on the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yehuda says it is Tumura, mashma that he is bringing it on the Mizbeach. Well, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda says that Tumura Meiser gets left to die. The inference of our Mishnah is that Tumura Meiser is born on the Mizbeach, as a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, V'chitema, so maybe you'll say, Rabbi Meir lemai desvir leka amar. Maybe Rabbi Meir is just going according to his Shita. He's going according to his Shita that the 11th one is not considered Tumura, because if it was a Tumura, it wouldn't be. Who says that he's don't make the inference to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir is just talking about his own thing. So this isn't Tumura. If it was Tumura, it wouldn't be Hukrav. But it's not Tumura. That's why it gets Hukrav. So the Gemara says, Bahatanya, we have another Brisa that says, Ein bein echadasar lishlamim elosh ze ose kedusha likarev, vize ein ose kedusha likarev, divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no difference between the 11th one that was mistakenly called 10, which means it's a korban shlamim, to an actual korban shlamim. The only difference between them is an actual korban shlamim can make something else tamura, but the bechor, the meiser, which was the 11th one mistakenly called 10, which gets a din of a shlamim, cannot make something else tamura. That's the only distinction. Well, if Rav Yehuda says that the Tumura Maiser is left to die, there's another big distinction he should be mentioning. One gets Hukrav, one doesn't get Hukrav. But the only distinction he's mentioning is whether or not they have the Kedusha or the power enough to create another Tumura beyond it. So, right? Kaddish Likarev Hu Dilo Avid, Ha'iyu Gufei Karev. See clear from here that Rav Yehuda is saying it does get Hukrav. So you can't set up, how are you setting up this Brisa, the Shita of Rav Yehuda, in saying that Tumura's Meiser is Mesa. He just says Tumura's Meiser is not Mesa. The only problem different with Tumura's Meiser, the 11th is Tumura's Meiser, it's Shlamim, it just can't make another Tumura. Meaning if I have this 11th animal and I call it 10, and it's a Shlamim, and then I say I want to take the Kedusha from that and put it on something else, that doesn't work. That doesn't work for Tumura. That's question number one. Question number two, the Ode, the Tanya, we have a Brisa in Toras Kahanim. Toras Kahanim is the Medrash Halacha on, it's a Sefra, I think, Medrash Halacha on Vayikra, and it says there, right, the Pasuk says in the beginning of Perek Gimel, Im Zevach Shlamim Korbano, Im Min HaBakar. And they make a drasha in the Medrash over there, Im Min HaBakar L'Rabos, that comes to include, talking about the Shlamim, that comes to include Echadasar, meaning that you made a mistake and called a 10, with Shlamim. That becomes a Shlamim. Yochosh Nimarba Apatishi. Well, what? Maybe you can include even the case where the 9th one came out and I mistakenly called it 10. That should also be considered a Shlamim. He says, no. Yochosh Nimarba Apatishi Amarta. How can you say that? Viki Hektesh Lefanov Mikadesh Ola Acharov Mikadesh. The only time you can make Tumura is that I have something that's holy and I transfer that to something else. So the 10th is automatically holy. I call the 11th 10 by mistake. It could be a Tumura for the 10.
Right.
When I call the 9th 10, there is nothing, there is no 10 out there yet to transfer the Kedusha onto the 9 to make it a Shlamim. So he says, V'chi hektesh lefanav mikadesh, o la'acharav mikadesh. Havi omer la'acharav mikadesh. So only if I mistakenly call 11 10 does it get a dinner Shlamim. But if I mistakenly call the 9th the 10th, it doesn't get the dinner Shlamim. Right, so the pasuk, the drasha is including the 11th called the 10th as a shlamim to be hukrav because it says imin abakar. And key point, stam sifra money. It's an unattributed memra in the sifra. Stam, right? We say stam mishnah is Remeir. Stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Right, stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. The katani and this brisa says. Min HaBakar L'Rabos Acharas HaLashlamim. Min HaBakar comes to include the 11th called 10 to be brought as a Korban Shlamim. And that's Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says it is Hukrav. So how are you telling me before that Rabbi Yehuda says that Tumuras Meiser is Mesa? Clearly he doesn't hold Tumuras Meiser is Mesa. Okay, so now we have a problem. Who's the author of this third position that we brought down, that when you have the case again started, when 2 came out as 10, you know, 10 and 11, 2 came out, one the last Brisa said that Yamusu. We try to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, but now we're saying it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because he doesn't allow them to die. He says they should be Hukrav. So, Ella, Tirgama Rab Shimon, Rabbi Abba, Kamed, Rabbi Yochanan. Rab Shimon says, B'maiser, B'zman Hazeh, Mishum Tekala. That last brisa is talking about B'zman Hazeh. B'zman Hazeh, someone, we don't take Meiser, because as opposed to Bechor, it's not Kedusha Me'ilav, so we just shave al Taisa, we don't take Meiser. But if someone did take the Meiser, then B'zman Hazeh, you have to let it die. You can't do anything with it. And Rashi says, where was it? Bizman Hazeh. It's like two-thirds of the way down. He says, Delos Firule, Tosfos says it better. I look at Tosfos, B'maisa Bizman Hazeh. So it's all the way to the bottom. B'maisa Bizman Hazeh, B'resh Pirkin Maskinon, the beginning of a parak, we determine, Eino Noe Bizman Hazeh, Mishum Takala. We don't do Maisa Bizman Hazeh, because we're afraid. Afraid you might use it, you may grow more, have, afraid you're going to use it. It has Kedusha as a carbon. Umikom makom, but nevertheless, Iser, if you did do it, we weren't supposed to, right? Chal alav shei meiser. It does have the halachas of a meiser. So this Bryce is saying, let it die, put it in the pen, and don't risk anything, don't risk using it, because it has Kedusha. That's what it says, right? El tigam rabbi shimon rabbi abba kamei rabbi yochanan b'meiser b'zman hazeh skinan mishum takala. So Gemara says, wait a second. If the whole problem is takala, why are you giving this halacha about a case where it's 2 that came out and they pushed through the deer together at the same time, number 10 and 11? If it's some takala, just talk about a regular case with somebody who is makdish meiser b'zman hazeh. Let it die. He says, I hachi mai iritrei afilu chad nami. Even if one came out as number 10 and you declared it as number 10, meaning well, you weren't supposed to because it's z'man hazeh, also have the halacha of Yamusu because of the takala. So the Gemara says, Lomi Baika Amar. It's meaning like, of course, obviously. But giving an extra chiddush, there's an extra chiddush in saying this case of 2. Why? Lomi Baikad did less lay pseda. It's not a big loss, right? If you do, Rashi says, Let's read it. Lo mi bayichad. You don't ain tzarich lomer. Meaning, of course, if only one came out as number 10, so there vaday the chacham made a gzeira that it should die because the less leip seda, because they're not that's not such a hefsay with that because you have to be mafresh the meiser anyway. But we're just talking about bismanazel. We're not mafresh. Okay. Aval trei when two come out together kevan the nefishi pseida, because this extra one is a loss. Because that extra one wouldn't be meiser. So kevan the nefishi pseida lishani ad nepe bohud muma v'lechlindu. So maybe because of such a hefsed meruba, the chachamim would say, you know what, in this case, where it's a big hefsed, just let the two graze until they get a mum, and then you can eat them, because it'll be a hefsed. So kamash malan, no, that the chachamim are more concerned, I think kamash malan, the chachamim are concerned, that there is a problem with the there's a takala. You still have that problem, and that problem of takala that lets you come to use the one that's meiser overrides the hefsed of losing an extra animal. Okay. Itmar, send the base medrash. Ha'omer l'shlucho. I say to my shliach, say va'aser alai. Go to my pen and take the meiser for me. Okay, right? And the shliach makes a mistake. But the shliach makes a mistake in the count. Right? So a puppy, mishmei derava amar, kara latishi asiri kadosh. If he calls the ninth one 10, it is kadosh. The ninth one is kadosh. And what's finished? But he says, l'chad asar asiri eino kodesh. But if the shliach calls the 11th one 10, the 11th one is not kodesh. Right? The Rapapa amar, Rapapa says, afilu kara latishi asiri, even if you call the 9th one 10, it is eino, afilu kara latishi asiri. Wait a second. Right, even if you call the 9th one 10, it's still eino kodesh. The amar lei, because the mishaleach, says to the shliach, l'sakune shidartich v'lo la'avuse. I sent you to benefit me, not to cause me a loss. So what's the loss going on here? Let's look at Rashi. Kara Lutishi Asiri. So it's the bottom. The first Mandama says, if he calls the ninth one 10, it's Kadosh. The lo mafsi le klau, but ochle b'mumo. Because he's not really a big hefsed. Because the ninth one being called 10 doesn't create a korban shlamim. Just makes it that it has the din of Maaser. You let it graze. And in a couple of months, you'll be able to eat it. But if he calls the 10th one, if he calls the 11th one 10, then he made it into a shlamim, and it points out, Eino Kadosh, the came under shlamim hu, since it's a shlamim, mafsido chazav v'shuk. You're causing me to lose part of the animal, which I can no longer eat, because I have to give that to the kohen. Demati lechalek kohanim. Umatzi amrlein, you can say, lafsidi ilo l'shartich l'shaliyah, but I didn't send you to lose me. But Rapapa says, even if you call the ninth one 10, it's not considered kadosh because there is a loss. There's the time where I can't, where I can't eat it. Maybe I have an investment or something like that. Yeah, it's a big loss. Correct. Okay. The Gemara then says, okay, so you see that the shliach makes a mistake here. The shliach makes a mistake. We say. I only gave you the shliach to benefit me, not to cause me a loss, and therefore it doesn't count. But why shnamei hadutan? Well, Rashi says it's detrimental to him because if it's a korban shlamim, right? If I call the 10th one 11, sorry, if I call the 11th one 10, that 11th one gets the kedusha of the korban shlamim. Okay. Now, normally, when it comes to my animal, I can eat the whole thing, but now if it's a korban shlamim, I have to give the chazal shok to the kohen. And Rav Papa is going to say, even if you call the ninth one 10, there's a loss, because now I have to wait until it gets a mum to eat it. It's not a korban shlamim, but I can't eat it right away. I can't do with it what I want. Okay. Umashna mehad etnan. And why is it any different from the following case? The following case is a Mishnah Maseches Shumos. It's talked about the shear of truma. Right? The halacha is really a chita achas poteris zakri. Right? Take off one little piece, that's enough truma. Right? But we have ayin yofa, ayin ra, ayin beinonis. Ayin yofa is 1/40. Ayin Bein is 1/50, Ayin Ra is 1/60. So what happens? Ha'omer l'shlucho sh'tzei utrom. Tell my shliach, go and take off truma for me. So the shliach has to decide, Toreim kedas balabayis. What's my, what the guy was sending me? Is he a stingy guy? Is he a guy who gives a lot? Is he a regular guy? So he has to make a determination, right? Im eino yodeya daito shel balabayis. But if he doesn't know what the balabayis, you know, his character traits are like, so Toreim b'beinonis takes off the beinonis 1/50. Takes off 1 and 50, 1/50th. Piche sasara, But let's say he did Ayin Yafa and he took off 1/40th. Oh, Hosi Fasara, or he didn't know when he did it 1/60th as opposed to 1/50th. Truma's for Truma. The Truma's Truma. But wait a second, why is that the Truma Truma? Maybe I'm a stingy guy, and I sent you to be my shaliach to take off Truma for me. I'm a stingy guy, why'd you take off 1/40th or 1/50th? You should have just taken off 1/60th. Maybe you should have just taken off one piece, because I'm a really stingy guy, and Truma Achas Poteres is a Kree. So he said, no, so why is there is the shlichus good, and by us the shlichus is no good? Why there don't we say in Truma also that I have sent you for my benefit, not for my detriment? So Amri, so they answered, Hasam, there by Truma, Kevon the ikka the tarim v'ayin yafa, the ikka the tarim v'ayin yafa. Amar lahachi amiditich. There's some who do this, some who do that. I thought you were a better guy. It's not like I made a mistake and that nobody does this. People do this, right? People do this. It's in the parsha. But hacha, by calling the 9th 1/10 or calling the 10th 11th, no one does that. That's a mistake. That's an actual mistake. Ta'usahi. That's a ta'us. That's a ta'us. And Amar lo iboy lach lemite. I didn't send you to make an actual mistake. To make a difference between 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, it's not a mistake. Some people do this, some people do that. But no one purposely calls the 9th 1/10th or the 10th 1/11th. So by calling the 9th 10th or 10th 11th, that we're going to say is not a good shlichus. But if you take off 1/40th as opposed to 1/50th, 1/60th, that's still going to be a good shlichus. Okay? Hajjan Allah. Ma'aser behema uslika la maseches bechoros. Shkoyach, mazel tov. We'll pick up tomorrow. Daf Beis, maseches erechim.